Austin Fuller is a business reporter for the Orlando Sentinel, and he covers restaurants, among other things. And he wrote about the success of the grand opening of the White Castle in Orlando on Monday. And so, Austin, just to kind of bring you up to speed, Crowder and I have been fascinated by this. I love like food places, like, but I'm not like a hoity-toity eater. I like, you know, Whataburger. Crowder and I were in Dallas to do a fight, and I had never been to Whataburger. If I go to Vegas or L.A., I'm going to go to In-N-Out Burger because we can't get it here. So I like pop culture food stuff. And we have been fascinated since Monday by the lines around, I mean, for miles to get to this White Castle, which is gigantic in Orlando. It opened on Monday. So I guess I'll start here. Did it surprise you, the grand opening for White Castle and six-hour lines and traffic backed up for miles?
Yeah, thanks for having me. And when I was out there Monday, you know, there were at least 100 people actually standing there before the 8 a.m. Opening in line. And then the drive-through, you know, was stretching on the nearby road beyond what I could see. I couldn't see where it ended from the restaurant. But we knew people were going to be excited. We knew people were going to, you know, want to come out because a couple months ago, actually, they opened a ghost kitchen here, which is, you know, a restaurant kitchen where you can't eat there. There's no dining room. And they had to close it down because they couldn't keep up with how much demand there was. So we knew people were excited for this to open.
And does that happen all the time? You brought up ghost kitchen, but like, is it Orlando thing? Like every time a new place opens, or is it just certain, you know, ghost kitchen, you know, White Castle is, or is it just Orlando? They get excited about new food.
In terms of demand, I do think there is a lot of excitement when something new comes to town or something like White Castle, where people who might have moved here from outside of the area have a connection to it. But I will say, I mean, that drive-through was, you know, pretty surprisingly long. And I think the latest example of that is White Castle tweeted out last night that you have to be in line by 10 p.m., even though the restaurant closes at 1 a.m.
Oh, my God. So there's still a three-hour line if you get it? Oh, my God. That's insane.
Yeah, they posted that on Twitter about 23 hours ago, so.
Were you able to get sliders on Monday? So you went there to cover it, and you're the media. Were you able to get sliders, or you just kind of walked around and watched everybody?
Right, I was there to mostly to talk to the customers. So I myself didn't, you know, eat and sit down, but I was, you know, I talked to some people who did. I talked to the person who got there at 3:30 a.m. To be one of the first people in, and. You know, she took that. She was from New York. She used to work at White Castle as a teenager. And she took that first bite, and she told me she literally had chills because it brought her home. So a lot of people were there and excited.
Wow, it's like an emotional connection, because Crowder and I have this argument all the time, because I'm originally from Chicago, and so for me, like when I go back to Chicago, deep dish pizza, like it makes me feel a certain way. Like I don't, but I would never, in a million years, wait 6 hours for any location, and I certainly wouldn't line up early in the morning to be the first one. First of all, I would think that it doesn't even get, like, I want the grill to be fired up and working for a while. Like, I never get to Pollo Tropical, like, when they open at 11 a.m. I need some more action on the grill. I don't want to be the first chicken guy there in the morning. Well, so is it just as popular today? I mean, obviously you read us the tweet, but is it just as popular today? Do you know? Like, I mean, could you roll up, get a few sliders and roll out, or do you have to, you know, set aside 3 or 4 hours?
I have not checked out there today, but, you know, I mentioned 3:30 a.m. for the person I talked to, but there were people who got there even earlier the night before after, say, 8 p.m. When it was, again, opening at 8 a.m. So people were there all night.
Man, it's crazy to think about that during the pandemic. Do you think this was affected? Maybe positive. Maybe people have been in their houses and stuff, and now they want to go out and try something new. How do you think the pandemic's affecting this new restaurant opening in Orlando?
That's a good question. I would wonder if it meant more people were lined up in the drive-through instead of, you know, standing in line. Because like I said, when I got there for the opening around 8 a.m., there were probably more than 100 people standing in line, but that drive-through line, like I said, I couldn't see the end of it. So I'm curious. I mean, I think that would be a good question is, were more people going choosing the drive-through because of that?
And really, I think you also have to ask yourself, Crowder, what is more dangerous at this point, the virus or, you know, a bunch of sliders? I mean, they both can wreak havoc on your body in different ways. Austin Fuller is a business reporter for the Orlando Sentinel. We have been fascinated, the grand opening of this White Castle. I'm almost tempted to drive there. Again, I grew up in Chicago, so I've had White Castle, but I haven't had it in years. So everybody was happy with it? Like all the people that you talked to, the customers, they were all happy with the way everything tasted and the way everything looked?
Yeah, and you'll be happy to know that they're opening, if you're from Chicago, they're opening a Portillo's right nearby as well in the same development.
Really?
Like I said,
God. Yeah. Now I've got a reason to, because I was in Tampa visiting colleges with my son, and there's a Portillo's in Tampa, and I would drive there just for Portillo's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's Portillo's in Tampa, but this will be the first one here in Orlando. So be curious to see the turnout for that as well. And like I said, the people I followed, she was very happy with it. She said it brought her home. So it was how she remembered it.
Man, I was thinking, like, if you have a plaza with White Castle and Portillo's, is it possible that that plaza would be more popular than, say, Epcot?
Well, it is fairly close to Disney. It is a new development and, you know, two new to the market restaurants.
Hey, Alton, are you weirded out how Hawk talks about this food? Because you're not he's a food guy. You're a businessman. Like, you cover business. Are you weirded out how he talks about food like women?
I'll leave that to you, too, to figure out.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's emotional to me. I mean, obviously, I'm not the only one. There's 6-hour wait to get these sliders at White Castle. Have you ever had White Castle, Austin?
I think there is a lot of nostalgia for these brands from people who are outside of the Orlando market. I remember, you know, a few years ago when Wawa was opening the convenience store, and people from up there were very excited for that as well. I'm from Central Florida, so I did not grow up with White Castle.
So you've never had it?
Yeah, no, like I said, I was out there primarily to talk Monday, so I haven't had a chance yet to try
it. But will you go back when it settles down? Do you think you'll go back and get it? Like, did you get the fever?
You know, maybe when the lines aren't quite as long.
Yeah, fair enough. I would probably wait. Yeah, the fever for a slider at the fever for the slider at the
ridiculous.
At White Castle. My wife is from Philadelphia, and man, when they opened Wawa down here, I mean it was like a celebration. I'm telling you, Crowder, you're wrong on this stuff. Like, people have these regional food places, and when they open in your area, just go look at the White Castle right now. All right, Austin Fuller, you can read his work in the Orlando Sentinel, White Castle, and I think he broke some news here, Portillo's in the same plaza. Talk about it, Austin. I'm excited about that. Have you ever had Portillo's, Austin?
No, I haven't. I've been to Chicago, and I've had Chicago dogs, so I'm interested in trying it, too. We don't have an opening date yet for that one.
Oh, the best. Portillo's is so good. Oh, you made my day. You have an idea? Like, did you see that there was construction? Were there some bricks laid?
Oh, I think it will be soon. They actually had some opening dates released earlier. They've had to push it back. So it looks like it's up, but we just don't have the exact opening date yet for when it's going to open those doors.
We are road tripping, dude. We are road tripping. This is going to supplant Vegas as my new destination.
I'll drive up, because once I eat all this food, I'm going to go to sleep. So I would drive up. You got to drive back.
Austin Fuller from the Orlando Sentinel. Thank you for making time for us, Austin. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you go, Austin Fuller. Oh, my God, I can't believe that. White Castle and Portillo's in the same plaza? Come on. Could this day get any better? Who cares that Bam stunk it up last night? Look at what we just found out.
You said road trip. I was thinking you're going to look into real estate. I was thinking you just gonna hit it.
I'm gonna build an apartment in that plaza. Sir, I'm not certain this is zoned residential. I don't care. I dare you to try to move me.
Hey, post up.
Oh, I love that. That was great. Oh, yeah. How exciting. Wait till I tell my wife. All right. 4 o'clock hour is about 20 minutes away, and we're going to talk about something else that's wildly interesting in my mind. If you think White Castle is interesting, in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about those slap fights that you see online, those Russian slap fights. Mike Vasquez, the owner of BYB Extreme, he's going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
For over 42 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, restoring roofs here in South Florida. They're going to be safe now. They practice social distancing to keep you and their workers safe. But to be honest, in most cases, they don't have to come in your home or office to fix your roofing needs. And yes, home or office. They specialize in both residential and commercial roofing. There is no job too big. There is no job too small for J&K to handle. And the special financing offers right now through Y-Green will blow your mind. Now, when somebody tells me, when Donnie the owner told me they've been on top for over 42 years, I had to ask him how. You know, down in South Florida, this kind of market, and you're the best for 42 years. How do you do it? What's the secret? Donnie said it's easy. We hire the most highly skilled workers that are experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they're going to bring the most top-notch material. Shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay, barrel, whatever you got up there, they're going to bring the best material, and those highly skilled workers are going to install it, and that's how you stay on top for over 40 years. Quality, service, safety, and health is what they promise us as customers, and yes, us. I'm a proud customer of J&K Roofing. Quality, service, safety, and health is what we want, and that's what they're going to give us. And if you just moved down here, if you've been down here, you notice. If you just moved down, let me tell you, you do not want to have roofing issues down here. Those storms come in. The summer rains are going to come. Hurricane season around the corner. That's why you have to have J&K Roofing. Give them a call today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, call J&K Roofing, and J&K Roofing knows we're all in this thing together.
Oh, great text. I should have said hamburger at the end of every question. Man, I whiffed on that one. I totally whiffed on that one. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Si ya saben cómo me pongo, ¿para qué me invitan?